Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train and let's ride. I've got another story for you. Last week, I got really sick. I felt so bad. I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, but I was tired all the time. All I could do was drink tea and go to the bathroom. I tried walking my dog, Shelby, but I could only go a short distance before I got too tired. One day, I was walking Shelby past my neighbor Kate's house. She was outside, watering her flowers. She noticed that I was wearing pajamas and said, "Are you okay? You look sick."
"Yeah, I'm sick," I said.
She looked at me closer.
"You look thin," she said.
"Oh," I said.
So, my body had even changed shape. I was so sick.
"I'm going to take you to the hospital," she said.
Kate put me in her car and drove me and Shelby to the hospital. Shelby laid down by my feet. It felt strange to be back in town after a few days of being by myself at home without sleeping or eating. Everything seemed to move too fast. I couldn't really handle it. Even though it doesn't make any sense, I couldn't understand how the world had kept going on when I was so sick. I felt like I was going to get sick in Kate's car. But when I looked down at Shelby, I felt a little better. So I tried to keep looking down at my little brown dog instead of out at the world. When we arrived at the hospital, though, Shelby had to stay in the car. We went into a waiting room and sat down. I tried to guess why each person that was there was there. Were they sick? Did they hurt themselves? I couldn't really tell. I was also so sleepy. I really just wanted to go back home. After a long time waiting, I heard my name called and followed the nurse into a small room where she took my height and weight, measured my blood pressure, and asked me what was wrong. I told her how I felt, and she said a doctor would see me shortly. But it took a very long time for the doctor to come in. I looked around at all the things in the room. There was a machine with a long arm made out of curved plastic with a light on the end. It looked very high-tech and pretty ugly. It also looked kind of old, though it was probably new, but used every day for shining lights onto sick people. I wished I had brought a book with me. But then I thought, how often do I get to sit in a room like this and see what it's like? Just about when that thought came to mind, the doctor came in. She looked into my mouth, eyes, and ears and told me she thought I had a case of the flu. I told her I knew that already, but my neighbor was worried and it brought me here.
Well, that was very kind of your neighbor, she said.
I thought, well, she's right, and felt bad for using my neighbor as an excuse for coming to the doctor when I didn't really need to. I'm sorry I came when I didn't really need to, I said. But the doctor said, well, you're sick, aren't you? Aren't you supposed to see a doctor when you're sick? I guess you're right, I said. She wrote me a prescription for flu medicine and gave it to me. When she left, I went back into the waiting room where Kate was reading a magazine with a picture of a dog on the cover. How'd it go? She asked.
It was okay. I have the flu, I said. Thanks for bringing me here.
When we went back to the car, it was dark, and Shelby was there. She was really happy to see us. I gave her a walk around the parking lot. She peed in a very small square of grass. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to see you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.